Yes, the oil and gas capacity building project has provided for us state-of-the-art equipment to enable us to build capacity to support the local content policy, and also to train a lot more, Ghanaians, bring them up to the level where they can be properly certified and make it easy for them to get jobs in the oil and gas sector. We have varieties of equipment to train people for the upstream oil and gas sector. We even have a training program for those that are in the downstream as well. The welding facilities are good for both upstream and downstream areas. We have programs, well control simulators, and all the process operated simulators are also available for the upstream training. We have Drillforce lab also for, you know, for, yes, and so on. All these facilities are available. Now, we are also working with industry, because we don't want to train people who will not, who will be new to what exists in industry. We are collaborating with SeaWorld Engineering, which is giving us the industry-based training and approvals, so that those who get trained from here eventually will be able to find work easily, because they will be exposed already to what pertains in the industry. And so when they go, they will not be new to the things. Yes, the facilities are being certified. We currently, for the oil and gas facilities, we have IADC certification that is currently ongoing. AWS certification is being acquired for the welder certification center, which was built for us by MODEC and TALO. So we can train people from the basics, bring them all the way through to the point where we can certify them, and then they go straight offshore. We also are partnering with SMTC to run the Huet and Bosiet, which are required courses, required safety courses for offshore operators to be able to go and work there. So that is also present here. So for Benashute, in terms of shipping related programs, we have collaboration with Benashute Shipping Agency that is also here to crew students to be able to go to work with them on board their vessels. They employ them eventually, but above all, they give them the requisite sea time that is required of any student that goes through the seafarer training programs to properly qualify to become a seafarer. To either to become a deck officer or an engine officer, and so on. So what I can say in sum is that the Regional Maritime University actually can serve as a training hub for other training institutions to bring their personnel here to upgrade, and even for those who want to acquire the skill to come here, rather to start right from the basics and be trained all the way to the point where they can easily be employed.
So, sir, so just one more question. Assuming without the support of the oil and gas capacity building project, what would have happened? Looking at all the facilities and the equipment that have been procured, I think, and as you said, it will serve a greater purpose. So, assuming like without the support of the oil and gas capacity building project, would all this have been possible?
No, definitely it would have been possible, but it would have taken a long time for us to get there because of the cost implications. So the oil and gas capacity building project has really helped to accelerate this process of acquisition of equipment, and which are state of the art, to enable us to be able to train people to the requisite standards that the industry requires. So certainly, this is the government is highly commended for really providing funds, providing the support for us to be able to get the equipment as we have it now. As you can see, we are now ready, and we are ready to go and to train as many people as possible.
Okay, Prof. Thank you very much.